You have to come between you two.
We said we can close because that
works. That wouldn't be that would stop you anyway. Hallelujah. True. If you have your Bibles again, we're in Ephesians chapter 4. We're looking at the fivefold ministry. Tonight we're going to go into verse number 11. Amen. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. How many knows that God is always building us up?
Amen.
God didn't send me here to tear anybody down.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. God came to build you up. There's enough tearing down that takes place in the world. And one of the things that we're looking at first with the apostles, some apostles, and they were special messengers. Yep. And they had an encounter with the resurrected Lord. Some of them before his resurrection with the disciples. But after that, the Apostle Paul had an encounter on the road of Damascus. And you know, I'll never forget that I had an encounter with the resurrected Lord in the bedroom of my house. He gave him the bedroom of my home to deliver me from my addiction and called me into ministry. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And my life never was the same. Amen. There was never any looking back. And so tonight, as we're looking at this, first we're going to look at the some apostles, the disciples to begin with. And Luke chapter 17, if you go there with me. You know, one of the things the Lord is speaking my heart about, which really binds and messes up the body of Christ so much, is unforgiveness. Amen. Amen. You know, we can't ever let yesterday go unless we forgive those that hurt us yesterday.
Amen.
Because if we don't forgive those that hurt us yesterday, we're still going to live on yesterday.
Yeah.
And if we're living in yesterday, we can never have and live in today in today's fullness.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, if I'm living in yesterday, I'm only going to get half of today.
Yeah. That's right.
Amen. And it's a beautiful day the Lord has made. Amen. And I'm choosing to rejoice. I'm choosing to be glad in it. But he says to his disciples in 17, verse number 1, then said he unto the disciples, it is impossible but that offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he cast into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Let me tell you something. We have a responsibility for the babes in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's not always about us, but Jesus is pretty clear here. He says, take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. In other words, we're not saying when somebody does something wrong, it's okay. We say, hey, brother, we go to him privately. Hey, you offended me. And you know, and he asks you to forgive him, you forgive him.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
But don't you forgive him even...
Well, we're looking at what Jesus is saying in this text. And we forgive, well, I forgive whether they deserve it or not, but I'm following what the text is saying here. Okay?
You need to be free, you have to forgive.
That's right. And he says, matter of fact, Jesus said, if you don't forgive men their trespasses, I don't forgive you either. Okay? So there's not an option. But so many times, he says rebuke them. Many times when somebody offends you, or you go to them in love and say, hey, brother or sister, you offended me. You know, you hurt my feelings. You hurt me. And if they say, forgive me, forgive them. And if they don't, well, you forgive them anyway. But at the same time, it's better to get it covered and in the air and out of the air.
Amen.
Amen. You know, so many times we have a tendency just to take things for granted. Amen? And then he says, here again, then he says, and if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And then the word of God says, and the apostle said unto him, Lord, increase our faith. Now recognize that he is speaking to his disciples, And then the apostles. The disciples were apostles also. Special messengers of God. And what they were saying to Jesus is increase our faith, because sometimes it's hard to forgive our brother and sister when they offend us. But what God is saying to us, we can do all things through Christ that gives us the strength to do it. You know, most of the time we're not strong enough in our own power and might. Because most of the times we're moved by our feelings and our senses. Amen. So in Luke chapter 22, I'm just affirming something here. The disciples and the being apostles. And it says that when the hour was come, in verse 14, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. I want you to understand that Judas was an apostle also.
Yep.
Amen. Just because you're an apostle doesn't mean that you can't fall.
That's right.
All right? So he says to us in our text here, the decision, in Acts chapter 1, I have to go here because I kind of touched here last week in the wrong direction. The 11 apostles voted. The 12th went in, Matthias, and it says in verse 23, and they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabas, and was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, Thou Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen. Now they're asking God to give them guidance, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship for which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Okay? Then there's one, that the apostle out of season would be the apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse number 1. The Apostle Paul says, am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Remember, Jesus, he met him on the road to Damascus. Alright? And then he had an encounter with the resurrected Lord. Recognize the apostleship comes from an encounter with Jesus. Amen? Are not ye my work in the Lord? If he said, if I be not an apostle unto others, yet doubtless I am to you, for the seal of my apostleship, are ye in the Lord. Amen. And in other words, he was operating in his apostolic calling. Amen. So he gave us some prophets. And you know, if you look in the Bible, approximately about 24 different apostles are named in the New Testament. Okay. They say up to 26, but the other two are insinuating. It never truly says that they were apostles, but they were recognized, but were never in work. Amen? And there's still some apostles today. What would be an apostle today? An apostle today, some apostles would be someone that encountered the resurrected Lord and is walking and answering the call of God that God's called him to. Amen? Amen. So he said he gave some apostles, and then he says, secondly, he gave some prophets. Prophets are to serve, and I have in Amos 3. Amos 3, verse 7. The prophet Amos said this. He said, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants the prophets. The prophets are sent out to, with me, I really believe that the Lord speaks to us, but he affirms through the prophets the words that's been spoken, you know? One of the things in Acts 13, everybody with me?
Yes,
sir. Verse number one. It says, now there were in the church that was in Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, and that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. And they ministered to the Lord and fasted. The Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them, and they sent them away. Amen. They sent them on the journey. Now, we find in they're to speak the oracles of God. You know, Sundays when we gather together, there should be prophetic words coming forth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Remember that he says the prophet does what? He edifies, exhorts, and comforts the body of Christ. And I don't know about you, but there's many that go through storms and trials and tribulations, and they need to hear an encouraging word.
Yes. Yes.
And sometimes when we're preaching, when I go back and listen, I do not really know it when I'm speaking, but I go back and listen, and I hear the Lord impart things to people. Amen. And as the Lord is speaking things, and then all of a sudden things start happening, and then, you know, that word was spoken over you or prophesied over you, and all of a sudden it's manifested itself.
Thank you.
Amen. I wish that every word I heard was manifested.
Amen.
There's some things we're still waiting on, but I've seen so much manifested.
Amen.
The other Sunday there was a word that was prophesied and spoken over an individual. It doesn't matter who it is. And the word was prophesied and spoken over the individual. And all of a sudden, there was a supernatural windfall that came in that would just totally blow your mind that came in the following week. Okay? It was just, God is faithful.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He does everything that he says he will do.
Amen.
You know, he reminded me one time when I was asking the Lord, and I shared with you before, and I'll share with you again. In my life, he's always showed up in the midnight hour. You know, sometimes I wish he would just come early. But he's always at, it seems like he's at that 11:59 moment. Amen. And at that 11:59 moment, he shows up. And I wonder sometimes if the Lord is just testing us to rather we would faithfully believe that he would show up. Or do we give up because we didn't see it in the time that we thought we should see it?
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the Bible says to us, the writer of Hebrews says, faith is the substance of the things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. So there's some things that we believe the Lord said to us, and we're holding on to see. Amen. With me, I'll just say this, man. My natural eye messes me up a whole bunch.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I do not see what I'm looking to see. But all of a sudden, the Lord comes in a different direction, and he does it a different way.
Yes.
Hello? I'm standing at the front door and looking, and he comes in the back door.
Hi, Carl.
And he comes in the back door, and he just taps me on the shoulder. What you looking for, son? It's been here all the time. You just never turned around to look for it. You were always looking in the wrong direction. Hallelujah. But he says in Acts, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, to speak. Verse number 29. And here the apostle is speaking about in the body of Christ, the gifts of the Spirit being in operation. And he says in verse 29, let the prophet speak, two or three, and let the other judge. If anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let him first hold his peace. For ye may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn, and that all may be comforted. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. Amen. I don't know about one thing I find about the Lord, that he does say decently in order. Now, wait a minute. What is decency in the Lord? I can get excited. I can jump up and down. I can run. I can shout. I can scream. And that isn't out of order.
Amen.
Yeah.
As long as I'm doing it as unto the Lord, and not to do it to entertain the people.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Man's looking on the outward appearance, but God's looking at the heart.
Yes,
that's right. Amen. Amen. And I look for the Holy Ghost to do all kinds of wild things in our midst.
Amen.
How many of you read the Bible? Has God done a whole lot of wild things?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Did he shake, rattle, and roll? Hallelujah. Praise God. So he says to us, he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists. And the one I want to use here is, in Acts chapter 6, the apostles were waiting with tables and there was too much, and they appointed seven more. And Philip, the evangelist, was one that was appointed. So if you look with me, some evangelists are sent in Acts chapter 8. Verse number 5. Philip in Samaria. The Bible says that Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing miracles, which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in the city. Amen. And then all of a sudden God comes in and starts stirring things up. You know, I'm really a believer, man. He said, go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. In my name you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Amen.
And that, I think when you're sharing the gospel of Christ, God can't help but enter in. Amen? You know, if you want to see signs, wonders, and miracles, keep bringing people to Jesus and watch to see what takes place.
That's right.
But Philip, he was steered. He was steered. In Acts chapter 8, verse 22, we find the Ethiopian eunuch. And we find in verse 26, an angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go towards the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is in the desert. And he arose and went, behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of Ethiopians, who had the charge of her treasure, of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, as returning, sitting on a chariot, and read the prophet Isaiah the prophet. And the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. Now here's a chariot riding down the road. And here's Philip running. He's running beside the chariot. Why? Because the Holy Spirit steered him to do so. And God gave him the strength. And he ran beside him and asked him if he knew what he was reading. And he said, how can I unless somebody shows me? And then Philip joined him in the chariot. Amen. And all of a sudden, the Ethiopian comes to Jesus and is baptized. But not only that, when Philip baptized the Ethiopian, he was called away. He was He was carried away to Azotus. In other words, he was carried away by the Spirit of God. Amen. And just like in the translation, he says, where was I? The Bible says, that when they come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord called away Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found in Azotus, and passing through, he preached to all the cities till he came to Caesarea. So with this in mind, with Philip, and I just wanted to go to Acts chapter 21 about the evangelist, Philip. Acts 21, verse number 8. It says, the next day, we that were of Paul's company departed and came unto Caesarea. That's where Philip was going, right? And he entered into the house of Philip the evangelist. And that, which was one of the seven, and abode with them. And that, so we find that God gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors. Now, it's kind of interesting because in the New Testament, this is the only place you can find the pastors listed.
Yep.
Amen. But if we go to back to Jeremiah, so look with me in Jeremiah chapter 3. The prophet Jeremiah speaks of pastors. More referred to as shepherds. He says in verse 15, I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Amen.
Amen.
So to foster, in Jeremiah chapter 23, there's a warning. I really take this really to heart. In Jeremiah 23, verse number 1, the Word of God says, woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my people. Ye have scattered my flock and driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saith the Lord. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of the countries whither I have driven them, and I will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. God desires for the body of Christ to flourish and to grow.
Amen.
And 2 Timothy chapter 1, let me say this. I can't keep everybody that comes unless they want to be kept.
Yes.
That's right.
I can't make someone stay here that doesn't want to stay here.
That's right.
But I'll encourage them. I'll reach out to them. There's no one that's ever left this place that has ever been reached out by me.
Amen.
That's right.
All right?
That's right. Amen.
Amen. And I continue and continue to reach out to just, it has no effect, and then it's time we have got to release them. And you find that some that were released, all of a sudden, after time, they come back.
Yeah.
And sometimes if you kept reaching to them, you push them further and further away. You know? So there comes a time when you say, Lord, I did my best, and that's all I can do. You know, we can only do our best. But in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 7, the Lord reminds us that for God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me as prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who have saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our own works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who have abolished death and have brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. The Apostle Paul was appointed to be operated in three. God says you can operate in all five. If that's what he calls you to do. There are seasons and ministries. And if we're looking for God to add to us, we better be faithful in what he's already gave us.
That's right.
God isn't going to give us more if we're not faithful with what he's already trusted us with.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So he says he gave some pastors and teachers to perfect us. In Colossians chapter 1, you know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we delve into the word, and we get into the word of God. That's what we're doing here. Amen? The Apostle Paul writes to the church of Colossae, in verse number 27. He said, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ. The apostle says, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. In other words, the apostle said, it wasn't me, it was Christ in me. Amen. Amen. Christ gets all the glory, Christ gets all the honor. So, as we're teaching, I have here to put on in Colossians chapter 3, verse number 12. The word of God says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, vows of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, or love, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God grow in your hearts, to which you are also called in the body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father, but by him. See, this is given to you and I to prosper. In Galatians chapter 6, verse number 6, the Apostle Paul says, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. So as we're looking at this fivefold ministry, the Word of God says He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for what? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying or the building up of the body of Christ. Amen. So whatever gift that God's given you, whether you're an apostle, a prophet, evangelist, pastor, or teacher, it's to build other people up. Amen. It's to edify them. It's to encourage them. It's to comfort them.
Yes.
Amen. We're living in a time where, I tell you what, where some people need some encouragement.
That's right.
You know, God wants you to know there's nothing that you're going through that's past His notice. He sees it all. I remember what He said to you and I. He said all the promises of God in him are yes
amen.
And amen. What I have to remind myself? Yes
amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
And amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
And amen. Yes, Lord. Not my will, but your will be done. And amen to it. Let us pray. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. We're grateful that you sent it to each heart and each life of each one that's gathered here tonight. For those that will be on the website, Father God, I pray, Father God, that the word arises in them, Father God. May they recognize what they're called to do, Father God, and that the call of God is irrevocable. It does not change. That you called and anointed them for a time such as now. So right now, Father God, I prophesy and call forth the body of Christ to arise and shine. To arise and answer the call of God that's on their lives, Father God. May they run and not grow weary. May they walk and not faint, because their hope and their trust is in you. Everything you said that you would do, you will do. So Father God, we say praise your holy name. Be glorified, be magnified, and exalted in and through our lives. And we'll never cease to give you all the glory and praise. For we ask these things to give you praise for them in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Love one.